And it's KVCR Arts Now on KVCR Arts and Entertainment, as well as the people and places providing it. I'm David Fleming. And today, welcoming Robert Townsend. Robert, thank you so much for joining me here today.
Thank you, David. I'm really looking forward to our conversation.
We've got a lot to cover. We're going to be talking about a performance at the Redlands Bowl August 15th. This upcoming concert is not only in Redlands, at the Redlands Bowl, but it's going to be with the Redlands Symphony, conducted by Ransom Wilson. He's been the maestro music director since, I think, maybe 2015, 2016, somewhere in there. Have you worked with him or with the Redlands Symphony in your past?
Yes, I have. In fact, just last summer, Ransom and I and the Symphony did our first concert together, which was incredible fun. And, you know, I've known Ransom for many years, and this gave us an opportunity of finally working together. And we did a program that was a virtuoso pianist performing the Rachmaninoff Second Piano Concerto as the primary piece on the program. But then he asked if I would assemble a selection of pieces from throughout my career and give us an opportunity of kind of chatting throughout the program and me sharing stories of the composers that I'd worked with and the original recordings that we were now going to be representing live in concert in new performances. So we did that and had things like the Miklos Rozsa Spellbound Concerto, John Williams's The Cowboys Overture, Alan Silvestri's Back to the Future, John Powell's How to Train Your Dragon. It was just such great fun. And so that was our show as the fireworks finale last year. And then that kind of paved the way or set the stage for my second invitation to return and present the fireworks finale for this year.
Pictures at an Exhibition. This is what it's being titled. And with that, people may easily think of Mussorgsky, but that's not what this is at all. Yet it's very much the same type of thing that Mussorgsky was doing. So if you could just really expand on what I'm sort of hinting at.
Absolutely. The full title of the concert and the piece that we'll be performing on August 15th at the Redlands Bowl is Pictures at an Exhibition, The Paintings of Bob Peake. So it's that second portion of the title that is key to understanding what this is, which is a new Pictures at an Exhibition for a new age. We take off from the opening promenade of the Mussorgsky, and then that's the only reference to the Mussorgsky piece from anywhere in the concert. And we present the Mussorgsky the way he wrote it, as a piano solo. So in the second half of the concert, Bob Peake was an iconic American artist, an absolute legend, a national treasure, everything you could possibly say about him. He far exceeded in terms of legendary status. He did everything. And I will present this through the concert. We will have a big screen over the orchestra showing his works. He did everything. He had a huge career in Hollywood. And his first movie that he worked on and did a painting for was West Side Story. So the original poster for West Side Story was by Bob Peake. He was such already a legend at that time. He just started at the top. And then went on to work on movies like My Fair Lady and Camelot and Star Trek the Motion Picture and Apocalypse Now and Superman the Movie. And it's the Hollywood work that, of course, reaches out to people all over the world. For myself, an 11, 12, 13-year-old growing up in Canada, I discovered Bob Peake's artwork concurrently with when I was discovering the music of John Williams and Jerry Goldsmith, and on the same movies. So it's really actually kind of remarkable how many aspects of my life kind of all come together in this program, because in the first half of the concert, where we celebrate Bob Peake's Hollywood career, we perform Jerry Goldsmith's Star Trek the Motion Picture and John Williams' Superman the Movie and Leonard Bernstein's West Side Story, Bruce Broughton's Silverado. And so this side of Bob Peake, the Hollywood career, is what makes up the first half of the concert. The second half of the concert is the idea that I had upwards of 25 years ago. And it's such a big idea and something that I knew right from the get-go would require an unprecedented, extraordinary effort and wherewithal to pull off something like what I had in mind at the level that it deserved. You know, I've been producing albums upwards of 35 years now, almost 1,500 albums I've produced, and I've done hundreds of concerts internationally. So I keep very busy. But this was an idea that when I had it, I knew it was special. And what I wanted to do was to, as I say, create a new Pictures at an Exhibition for a new age. I had always loved the Mussorgsky piece, but I had always loved Bob Peake's artwork. And what I kind of formulated in my mind was, how wonderful could it be if I could gather a group of different composers, not as the Mussorgsky was a single work by one composer, but to have multiple composers, and in fact, reflect the 10 movements from the original Mussorgsky, but to have new pieces from 10 different composers, each inspired by a different painting by Bob Peake, but from artwork that he did outside of Hollywood, because all of the Hollywood paintings that he did, all of the movie poster artwork, already is attached to music. You know, there's already film scores tied to those images through the films themselves. But he did, for example, there were 45 Time magazine covers that featured his artwork on the cover. So almost an entire year of Time magazine history is Bob Peake artwork on the front cover. He did the 1964 New York World's Fair official poster. He did portraits for Mother Teresa and John Kennedy and Anwar Sadat. He worked for the Olympics, the Special Olympics. He worked for the United Nations. I mean, it's just extraordinary, the scope of his career. And of course, he did a lot of fine art gallery paintings as well, pieces for himself. And so I thought it would be really wonderful and exciting to take a selection of those pieces and put the individual pieces in the hands of a group of my composer friends and see what we came up with. There's a great story, which I think is really fascinating in terms of how the wherewithal came together to make this possible, and then the invitations to the composers that I ultimately selected to be part of it. Because it's such a big story, and it's the kind of thing I think that is very inspirational to show what can happen in the world of the arts when there are great collaborations that come to play and are acted upon, even from associations that may not directly lead to a specific project, but the way things kind of go around and come around can be remarkable sometimes. And so a few years ago, actually during the pandemic, I was contacted by Abu Dhabi Festival, and it's an extraordinary and incredible classical music festival in Abu Dhabi, and an extension of the Abu Dhabi Music and Arts Foundation, which was founded by Her Excellency Huda Al-Khamis Kanu, who lives in Abu Dhabi and nourishes the arts there, bringing great conductors, composers, musicians, and orchestras from around the world to perform at her festival. They reached out to me to create a special symphony a few years ago. They were building a center in Abu Dhabi called the Abrahamic Family House. And this was an enormous center built on the site that commemorated a mass that was delivered by Pope Francis when he visited Abu Dhabi in 2019. And on the site where he delivered the mass, they built a multi-faith complex of a church, a synagogue, and a mosque, all on the same site, and had the epiphany, if you will, of celebrating its opening with a new musical work, and in fact, a symphony, and asked if I would create that for them. And the idea was to hire a different composer for each movement, with one composer writing for each of the new houses of worship that was being built in Abu Dhabi. So this all resulted in the creation of a piece called Symphony of Three, Peace, Love, Tolerance. And it's a 96-minute symphony of 30-minute movements, where the great composer from New York, who has written so many incredible film scores and Broadway shows, David Shire, a good friend of mine for decades, I hired David to write for the synagogue, and he did such a beautiful job, just no words. It's just so extraordinary. And also my great friend John Debney wrote a 30-minute movement for the church. And then Ihab Darwish, a composer who I had worked with previously, who lives in Abu Dhabi, I had Ihab write for the mosque. And this is what really built such a strong relationship between myself and Abu Dhabi Festival. They were so grateful for the piece and really considered it a gift to the country and were so appreciative that they elected myself, David Shire, and John Debney to each receive the Abu Dhabi Festival for Lifetime Achievement and Contribution to the Arts. And they invited all three of us to come to Abu Dhabi for the presentation, which was beyond words, so moving and touching. They treated us so wonderfully. It was an incredible experience to be there with them, again, expressing just how grateful they were and their appreciation for all we've done, not just on this symphony, but, you know, celebrating the work of our careers. So it was a wonderful experience. But while there were definitely associations throughout the week we were there and meetings with all the dignitaries and arts ministries and whatnot and the politicians, we were at the presidential palace in Abu Dhabi as well for a special reception. While all of that was going on, there were also just conversations and meetings and visits between myself and the founder, Huda Alkhamis Kanu, talking about, well, what else might we do together? It was such an incredible experience creating the symphony, and with both of us realizing it was something on a scale and the realm of everything that it encompassed with the composers and recording with an orchestra in Poland and soloists in 17 different countries we had recordings going on. And all of this showed us, again, what can come from special collaborations where neither one of us would have or could have done this individually, but together we pulled off kind of quite a miracle, and a wonderful musical work was born. And so it was then one of those conversations where this concept of a new Pictures at an Exhibition was something that's always in my back pocket. I had the idea so many years ago, but again, to present it at the level and in the way that it deserved, it required enormous resources. And certainly my career has allowed me to have certain things in place in terms of resources, financial and connections with composers and conductors and Disney Hall and whatnot. But I couldn't do it alone. And so I introduced the idea of the new Pictures at an Exhibition, knowing that Abu Dhabi Festival is also very involved in the arts outside of music and supportive of local art museums. And in fact, actually, I even introduced the idea, the first conversation about the new Pictures at an Exhibition took place at the Abu Dhabi Louvre, if you can believe that, which is the only Louvre outside of Paris to be officially licensed under the name Louvre. So that's where the idea was born and introduced and received with great enthusiasm. They loved the concept and were also so aware of Bob Peake's artwork. You know, they didn't connect his name to it, which I think is a reality that even people that don't know Bob Peake's name know his artwork. I think there's very few, if any, people anywhere in the world that have not encountered his paintings. He's done such a wide variety of work that certainly in America, in Europe, and I was encouraged and inspired to see that even in the Middle East, they were aware of paintings when I would show, and they would go, oh, of course, that's My Fair Lady, or that's Apocalypse Now, or plus all of his Time magazine covers, of course, were all international as well.
I'm David Fleming in conversation with Robert Townsend for this edition of KVC Arts. We're hearing about the concert which Townsend produced, which will be the season finale for the Redlands Bowl coming up August 15th. Townsend has produced many concerts, and around 1,500 albums to date, averaging one every week for the last 30 years. And by the time this show airs, Townsend may have just released another album. And producing the concert, of course, was quite an undertaking and involved so many steps along the way.
We started building towards the commission and creation of the piece itself, which I, again, chose 10 composers, just an extraordinary group. From in order of the movements, we had Maria Newman, Michael Dana, Harry Gregson-Williams, Ihab Darwish, Jeff Beal, Marco Beltrami, Michael Abels, Mark Shaman, Don Davis, and Bill Conti, the legendary Bill Conti, which I was just so thrilled to have come on board. Just an enormous fan of Bill's over the years. His scores for Rocky and The Karate Kid and The Right Stuff. Oh, yeah. And so to have the creation of a new symphonic work with movements by those remarkable composers, such a list, was difficult to even believe. But that was the piece that was created. And again, then the idea was to build a full concert out of the combination of a first half program celebrating Bob Peake's Hollywood career and a second half program of pictures at an exhibition, the paintings of Bob Peake. Then, in postscript, the premiere took place, again, wanting to have everything that the piece deserved. And so we premiered at Walt Disney Concert Hall with the legendary maestro, Leonard Slatkin, conducting, and an all-star orchestra that was making its debut within this concert called the Los Angeles Film Orchestra. And the concept behind what the Los Angeles Film Orchestra was, the National Philharmonic Orchestra in London, which was an orchestra that I did a number of recordings with back in the 1990s, was a group of kind of an all-star orchestra made up of London's first chair players from the London Symphony, the London Philharmonic, the Royal Philharmonic, and the Philharmonia Orchestra. So it was just the remarkable group of the best players from the best orchestras in London, and they were put together under the name the National Philharmonic Orchestra as an all-star recording orchestra. They went on to be the orchestra for so many recordings, among them the legendary RCA Classic Film Score series, which Charles Gerhardt conducted, albums of Miklos Rozsa and Bernard Herrmann and Eric Korngold and Max Steiner for RCA back in the 70s, and then many original film score recordings as well, Jerry Goldsmith and Alex North, Bernard Herrmann, Michael Kamen, recorded with this orchestra. But being such a student of the arts and of great recording and music, as well as a producer myself, I always was aware and just revered what that must have been like to create that orchestra, and then was lucky enough to get involved and be able to record with that orchestra for half dozen or so of my album recordings, again, back in the 90s. But I wanted to bring that idea to Los Angeles and see, could we create an all-star Los Angeles orchestra made up of, again, to fill really every chair with the selection of the musician who was the best possible player to be in that chair, regardless of what orchestras they're from, what contractors they work for, all of that being an aside, but to just pull together the best players in Los Angeles. And that's what the Los Angeles Film Orchestra was. So we premiered the new piece, the whole program, at Disney Hall with Leonard Slatkin conducting the Los Angeles Film Orchestra on June 14th of last year, of 2024. And then it was later in the summer that I had my concert at the Redlands Bowl with Ransom, where I shared the program from what I had done earlier in the summer and showed them what I created and, you know, just gave them a copy of the booklet, which was inspirational, I guess. And they looked it over. And then when they were reaching out to me for this year and expressing what a great response there was to last year's concert, and from the audience reacting to the stories that I told and the memories that I shared, and that they would love to invite me back for another concert this summer, and if I would consider it, could we present the pictures at an exhibition, the paintings of Bob Peake program, which of course I was thrilled to hear and loved that idea, which will only be the second performance in history of this program, because at the time when I did the concert premiere at Disney Hall, I didn't want to let the opportunity go by without doing a recording. You know, that's my nature. To create 10 new works from 10 different composers, it's like, oh my goodness, I can't just let this be a live event. So we did an album recording of the new piece, also with Slatkin conducting, on the Newman stage at Fox during the 2 days prior to the concert. That album now, we've only just started releasing digital singles. The first two have been released. the Maria Newman and Michael Dana movements, but we're going one movement per month leading up to then after the 10th movement, that will be concurrent with the CD release of the complete work. And my thinking, well, I would love this piece to be introduced to and performed by other orchestras and at festivals and whatnot around the world. It's such an international and universal concert program to have iconic artwork coupled with some of the most famous film scores, Broadway scores, classical music. We also have Wagner's Ride of the Valkyries from Apocalypse Now being performed. And couple that with 10 new works by these incredible composers, it's a concert, I think, that will transcend all borders and is just ideal for almost everywhere in the world. But my idea connected to that was that we should wait until the album is available so that I can share the music and other orchestras can hear the music and how extraordinary it really is before booking. But because of my connection with the Redlands Symphony and the Redlands Bowl from last summer, where they got kind of a sneak peek, so to speak, and to talk to me about the concert and to see the program. Well, they were excited right off the bat, and I couldn't have been happier to bring this to the Redlands Bowl.
This is going to be coming up August 15th. This is the season finale with the fireworks, and it's going to be with the Redlands Symphony, conducted by Ransom Wilson. Now, I grew up around public radio and NPR stations and whatnot, and that's been my career as well, so as long as I've been aware of Mussorgsky's pictures and an exhibition, it's only been in the last couple of years that I realized that he was indeed reflecting on the works of a particular artist after seeing an exhibition. And so I think it's just really cool that you're redoing this, as it were, or taking the spirit of this. Now, I could see classical or orchestral purists going one of two ways. One, pictures at an exhibition has already been and already is a masterpiece, so come on, man, how about a different title? Or possibly two, since this is exactly what Mussorgsky was doing, it's a perfect title. Any thoughts or discussion about this?
Well, I definitely thought it through, but literally the inspiration for me directly came from the Mussorgsky. There's no way around that. I had always loved his piece. I always loved his music. The fact that he memorialized those paintings and images that Hartmann had painted, I don't think the artwork has maybe aged as well as the piece itself in that case. So if I had not titled it Pictures at an Exhibition, it would have been disingenuous to avoid referencing Pictures at an Exhibition one way or another, because it was the direct inspiration. Another fun little anecdote that came out about Camelot is that Maria Newman, her father, Alfred, did the arrangements of Frederick Lowe's music for Camelot. So she had always been aware of that painting because her father brought it home when he was working on the movie. As a little girl, she remembers sitting just transfixed, staring at Bob Peake's Camelot painting in their living room. And so in the same concert that was going to premiere her new composition for Rhapsody for a Golden Age in the second half of the concert was also going to present the world premiere performance of Alfred Newman's arrangement of the Prelude and Overture from Camelot of Frederick Lowe's music. So that will also be included in our concert on the 15th. So just genuinely bucket loads of history coming to life in music and art. And as you mentioned, also Matthew Peake, Bob Peake's youngest son, is also an absolutely brilliant artist. In fact, I've had Matthew do paintings for over 100 of my albums, for everything from The Day the Earth Stood Still, to Kill a Mockingbird, to Sunset Boulevard, just endless numbers of classics. Jerry Goldsmith's Patton. You know, he grew up, of course, studying with his father, the great master. I remember Matthew telling me stories over the years of, like, when his dad was working on the movie The Wiz, Matthew helped color in the yellow brick road in his dad's painting and things like that. And so Matthew has definitely carried on the legacy. And as you mentioned, he worked on the 5 Nightmare on Elm Street movies and a beautiful film called Rich in Love that turned out to be the last score by Georges Delerue, a Zanuck Company film that Bruce Beresford directed. Many others. Matthew's a great artist, great spirit, and he will be in attendance at the Redlands Bowl on the 15th as well. So yeah, that's very special to have him both still active and still painting and to be part of our celebration of his father.
That was Robert Townsend, who produced this upcoming concert by the Redlands Symphony, conducted by Ransom Wilson, serving as the finale for the Redlands Bowl season. And a reminder that while these themes and scores are being performed, we'll have an array of paintings by Bob Peak shown as well. And of course, the fireworks. Pictures at an exhibition, the paintings of Bob Peak, August 15th at the Redlands Bowl. And with that, we wrap up another edition of KVC Arts. Thanks again to Robert Townsend, as well as to Beverly Noer and Valerie Peaster with the Redlands Bowl. And here at KVCR, thanks to Rick Dulock, Sandy Hodela, Adam Rainey Ruiz, Jessica Greenwell, Champ Chipman, Elizabeth Kelly, and Shireen Awad. Many past KVC Arts can be found through iTunes, NPR One, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. And most past shows are at kvcrnews.org/arts. Music beds and themes heard on KVC Arts, composed and performed by Sean Longstreet. So thanks to Sean as well. I'm David Fleming. Thanks especially to you for listening and for your support. And now with that said, you may be aware that the Corporation for Public Broadcasting will cease to exist by December. NPR and PBS stations across the country have not only been stripped of future funding, but also funds that were at one point allocated to stations have been rescinded. But when I say we lost funding, that doesn't really paint the picture well. The loss is several $100,000, and beyond many other changes which may come as a result of this loss, this will potentially change drastically the way music programming is presented. The only thing we have for sure at this point is uncertainty, and the knowledge that we have to make up this drastically severe cut and loss. Please, if you have the means, please come forward with a pledge of financial support. It could be a one-time gift. It could be setting up a sustaining membership. It could be increasing a gift you've already made. We need to make up for these losses somehow. If you can, please be a part of the solution. Give any time of the year at kvcrnews.org/support or call 877-512-8843. And thanks again.